Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Has there been an invention in the last 100 years that has affected mankind as a whole more than the internet? Thank you, Al Gore. The internet has blossomed. It has formed us as a society, the Facebook and Twitter and other websites that give us access to not only each other, but information at a grander level than has ever been experienced before in the history of mankind.
For better and for worse.
Well, sure, sure. They're, we as a species, there is something amazing like the internet. Some people want to make literature available and have the great classics available so you can just click on your system and begin reading and going on these wonderful experiences that classic authors from all over the world have produced. Others want you to watch midgets in dresses having sex with each other.
Mm.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's that is the wonder of the internet. And that actually is why there is such a debate over who controls it. Now, the internet, I know there's some of you are going to be upset about this. The internet is a uniquely American invention. We are the ones that developed it. We are the ones that came up with it. We are the ones that have profited from it the most. And we are the ones that, for a while, control it. That's about to change. In the fall of 2015, the government is going to, or plans to, unless something changes, plans to relinquish control of ICANN, which is the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. Basically, you want a domain name, you want to set something up, you want to get on the internet, you got to go through ICANN in one various way, shape, form, or another. That's been our domain. That's been our little, that's been our gig. And the president, bowing to, I believe, international pressure, is going to turn it over to a yet-to-be-established international body. Think that's a good idea?
The argument is that the content providers have not been able to control access to their content, have not been able to monetize the content that they are producing in enough ways to make it the way it should be.
Well,
they believe that they should be able to control their content on the internet and not have it free and open to everyone.
It's actually two different subjects. There's that which has kind of been determined as net neutrality of who controls the content.
Mm-hmm.
But this is turning over our control of who gets on the internet, who develops a website, who becomes a participant in this global community that we call the internet. It's the ICANN. That's the first part. The second part, we'll talk about content and controlling it. Thanks for calling. What's your name? Good morning.
Hello.
All right. I love it. I really do love it when you call to participate in the show and then hang up at the last minute. That's awesome. The ICANN situation is where we're turning it over to an international body. I'm concerned about this. Why are we feeling the need to turn over control, any control in any way, shape, form, or fashion of something that we have developed to an international body? Why should we do this? What is the reason? I guess the biggest thing is, how does that truly benefit the internet and those of us who use it? My concern is, like with the United Nations, we hire or we appoint in the United Nations some ridiculous countries to be in charge of things that they are the worst at. The United Nations has a history of appointing nations and leaders that have horrible human rights records to be in charge of overseeing human rights violations in other countries. That makes no sense. So if we have an international body that has a history of limiting the information that it allows its people to have, for example, in today's top five trivial facts that we mentioned early in the morning show, North Korea believes that Kim Jong-il invented the hamburger in 2009. They also believe that Lady Gaga is actually a man. Okay, that might be a little bit still out for discussion. But the point of it is that there are so many things that the people of North Korea have been fed, this line of crap. And they're like, uh-huh, yep, it's all true. You know why? Because they don't have access to the real information. They cannot go to the library, crack open an encyclopedia, and actually read world history. They cannot open an atlas and see, look at this. There's this nation called Israel, and they exist. They can't do it. They cannot go online and read about what's going on in the real world.
Well, it may not be as draconian as you might think about giving up control, because there's an organization called the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, or the NTIA,
mm-hmm.
that basically is the bodyguard, if you will, over free and open use of the Internet. And they are not giving up. Even if this does go to an international body of some kind,
mm-hmm.
the National Telecommunications and Information Administration isn't giving up the bodyguard role of keeping the Internet free and open, and keeping the censors away, if you will, the Kim Jong-ils of the
right.
world and the Chinese government and things like that.
But again, why should we even begin to allow any other hands on our Internet?
Well, because the Internet is not just ours anymore. The Internet is used by everyone in the world. The Internet is...
Fine, it can be used by everybody in the world. Why do we have to relinquish the control over it that we have? It's ours. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
My name's Mike.
Hey, Mike, what can we do for you?
Hey, I agree with you, Seth. There's no reason to give up control. I mean, unless if you're trying to build goodwill, which is all the United States is about, fighting all these wars and everything. But to give up control of that, you're never going to get it back, and that makes absolutely no sense.
No.
Then you're going to have, I can't even imagine the negatives with this. And, you know, the only little positive is some kind of goodwill, which the United States, that's all we do is goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes absolutely no sense to me.
It doesn't. It makes no sense whatsoever. Thank you very much for calling in. It's like, okay, I'm going to build my business, and everybody loves my business. Everybody uses my product. You know what? Now I'm going to turn it over and let it be controlled by, just an unnamed source at this point, an unnamed international body. That makes no sense at all.
Well, one of the reasons that there's so much pressure coming from the international community over this is, of course, part of it anyway, is the NSA spying situation and Edward Snowden's revelations that, you know, the United States government was abusing the Internet in ways
that's the United States government. It's not the it's not the free market system which run that controls the content of the Internet, and that's the direction we're going to go next.
Right. Well, that's the bigger thing, I think.
Right.
The bigger problem is going to be
all
content
right.
providers controlling what we see and are able to look up on the Internet.
Now, why don't we, let's take one more phone call, then we'll take a break and we'll go into that subject matter of controlling of content. Who gets on? That's ICANN, the International Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. That apparently, according to our government, that is going to be turned over from our control to, quote, an unnamed, unassigned international body in the fall of 2015. And according to a lot of polls that were taken, 2/3 of Americans are like, nope, don't like this idea. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Bruce.
Hey, Bruce, what can we do for you?
Hey, I just want to say this is relevant to what you're talking about, but I think you need to bring Sid on every single day. That was some funny stuff. I know it was at your expense, but that's a way to wake us up in the morning at 1:45.
You like Sid?
I like Sid. The way the world is and the crap going on and cops chasing little kids with Nerf guns, we need a Sid around to make us laugh.
Well, so, don't encourage him, because he's such a crotchety old guy, and he's just... I'm afraid that he's probably just sitting around plotting some kind of harm for other things. But I'll see if we can't track him down and maybe have him be a part of the show again in another time.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. All right, with that, let's take a break. If you don't know what our last caller was talking about, Sid, we were getting ready to do a segment of the show, the morning show, and a disgruntled caller called in. His name was Sid, and he had some complaints. Well, I recorded the broadcast. I recorded the segment, as we always do, and I have posted it, deprecating as I am. I've posted it on the Facebook page. You can go to Seth Mila, WSAU, on Facebook, and listen to the segment that's posted, Complaint Call. You can also go to the webcast, the podcast, at WSAU.com, and it's posted there called Complaint Call. Apparently, not everybody loves me.
Huh. I felt really compelled to call on my way into work.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
And what's wrong with that?
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback, 715-845-2155. Phone lines are open, ready for you to call in and be a participant of the program. Okay, so we were talking about the international control over the participation in the Internet. All right, once you're in and you are a service provider, and there's many, many, many different service providers. These are the people that host the servers. You log on and you gain access to the international community that is the Internet via their equipment. These companies make a lot of money giving you access to the Internet. I don't know how much you are, I don't know how much you charge. Some plans have got this and some have got that, and it's all depending on who your provider is and access. So the question comes in, and what has been posed now is this issue called net neutrality, which is a little bit misleading, which a lot of names are. The issue is some want to give the providers the ability to, well, for all intents and purposes, manipulate the speed, the access, and the content that you have access to on the Internet. Before we get into it too deep, let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. What's your name? Good morning. What's your name?
Hi, this is Dale.
Hey, Dale. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to kind of bring up an issue. I don't want to be the conspiracy drum banger, so to speak. But,
oh, why not?
There's a huge security issue that I think is at risk here by giving away or relinquishing control of the Internet. I mean, if you think about it, any other proprietary system, whether it be Apple or Microsoft or what have you, even though they may have what they call open source sections or where people can kind of collaboratively improve the product, they still don't release their operating system for the general public. And you won't see Sony handing over their stuff to Philips or vice versa. The technology they develop is theirs. It's their property.
Right.
And for us to relinquish control over something that we develop so that other people can potentially make an extra buck or limit that content poses a huge risk for us, I believe, just as a national security issue, by having another body impose their will on it.
Mm-hmm.
When, again, as you pointed out, it's something that we developed. And if you're going to subscribe to it and use it, it's kind of the end license user agreement. You're agreeing to abide by the terms or use the product as it is, presented to you. And if that's not good, then, or good enough for you, then find another product. And I think we're opening up a very huge can of worms here by even thinking about allowing that.
Well, you bring up a very good point.
Well, the other thing is, though, I mean, I mentioned earlier the organization that acts as the bodyguard, if you will, has said that is not exactly what's going to happen. We are not going to give up control. And I would imagine that this organization, this international organization, is going to be made up of people from many different countries, including the United States. We are certainly going to have a major say on that board or that organization, whatever
you want
to call it.
I would hope, much like the UN Security Council, there will be a handful of that have major veto power and go, oh, that's a great idea. No, we're not doing that.
And I think that's the concern, is the fact that, I mean, and to be honest with you, I normally swing a little bit more left of center probably than most of the listenership does, and tend to agree with Tom. I know I apologize, but
don't apologize.
But I do have to agree, though, with Seth on this one, that I just, you know, by having any other body other than the person or persons that developed the technology to be in charge of it, then could potentially put us in a position when we ourselves are actually locked out or limited to the access to the information that we developed in the first place.
Yeah,
I don't think it's a wise idea.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you very much for calling in and being a part of the program. And that's a very important issue that we should address. Right now, there is no threat of turning over control of the internet to a foreign body. It is the organization that brings on new internet users, new websites, new domains, that type of thing. That is the body that is going to get international access. It is not anything that about controlling once you're on who gets what, how, when, where, and who. That is the next issue. That is the issue that we want to talk about now, of net neutrality. Net neutrality was proposed to give the internet service providers the right to say, okay, you know what, you want to have access to this type of content.
You're going to pay.
We're gonna charge you a little more. Oh, you want to have this speed of internet connection? Well, we're going to charge you a little more. You want this one, that. And the concern was organizations, nonprofits, charities, you and I, we don't have extra coin. Well, then we can be shut out of the internet. It also raises the specter that, oh, we don't want you to have this type of information. We're going to set it up to where you don't have access to it. Oh, it's all legal. It's all part of this net neutrality. It's all, we're all being fair. It's just we decided it's okay for us to charge more for this or to have you jump through extra hoops for that. That's very dangerous. And this is where I start off with on at the beginning of the program. You have to think that the internet, think about it kind of in a more simplistic way. When information was disseminated before the internet, it was published in newspapers. Even before that, posted on handbills in the town square. The town crier would get out and read the news. Modern day was television and radio and even billboards and other types of dissemination of information. And you were not limited to the access to it. All you had to do was go to where it was. Go to the radio station, go to the television station, go to the town square and listen to the crier. Pick up a handbill, buy the newspaper or the magazine. You had to go to where the information was. Well, with the internet, you have to go to the website where the information is provided. Okay? You consume it.
You had to pay for the content, even in the
sure,
old days.
Sure, you have to pay for content now. Well, the town crier, you didn't exactly have to pay for. I guess you could tip him if you wanted to, but there wasn't the require for that. Newspapers, television was free, etc.
You had to sit through the commercials in order
Yeah, but still.
It was free, but you had to sit through the commercials.
Free-ish.
That's what paid for it.
Yeah, all right. But nobody was truly limiting your access to it. Nobody was saying, oh, wait a minute, you... We're broadcasting WSAU on AM 550, but unless you buy the new super-duper widget receiver, you're not going to get it. And only we have the widget receiver. Everybody else would be like, oh, really? You're the only one. You know what? There's another station down the dial. Click. We'd be out of business. The internet's not so much that way. Your service provider, a lot of times, that's the only way you're going to get on in that area. You know, they kind of have the areas locked up. So... Giving businesses the opportunity to manipulate the access and content of your internet, I think is very dangerous. I think that is not a good idea. That's why House Republicans adamantly voted it down. They want to keep hands off the internet. They passed a bill Friday to repeal federal rules barring internet service providers from blocking or interfering with traffic on networks. Now, this is going to be a continuing fight, but it looks like right now, as far as tinkering with content, we still are on the right path. And as far as the Senate is concerned, the Republicans, they're saying, no, you don't tinker with the content. That is free. That is communication. That is how we communicate and relate to each other, and that's how information is freely dispersed between people. Leave government hands off. We'll see how long that lasts. I, sad to say, not really confident that it'll always be left alone from the government. They'll find a way, if at all possible. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. Hold tight. More feedback coming your way. 715-845-2155.
Severe weather updates on WSAU.com. And on air at AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.